We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Tes Vav, in the halachas that are forbidden because of making oil on Shabbos, Siv Dal. We continue with regarding beds and tables. Siman Shin Tes Vav is page 246. That is Kuf Chav Gimel on the base. Mitoshi Misereges, a bed that's Misereges Pirish, and a regis that's woven Mechabon with ropes. Im Yesh Ben Chebel Chebel Shalash Tvachim, if you have between each rope a distance of three Tvachim, that's a large gap. Also, if it's a little sudden, then you're not allowed to spread out a sheet on that bed. You're making an oil. You're not allowed to remove the lower garment from beneath it. Then you're demolishing an oil. You're not leaving any oil. Not bimhoyel, a karakas is a beged, but let's say had it in a pillow, a blanket, or a garment that parts may have Shabbos, kishir tevach, that spread out from before Shabbos, the mishm, the tevach, mut the livers, bishabbos, a kolmita, then you're allowed to spread out on Shabbos over the entire bed. Says mishm, sipkat and chabdal, miteshi bechulu, a bed that's woven. Now, based on what we said in the previous sev, obviously here it's talking about b'sheyesh l'machitzas amegis la'aretz that has partitions, the bed that it comes down to the ground, which the Sharetin Lamanav says it's also talking about that he was mimed it now on Shabbos in this place to spread it out on it the sheet, and that's as medukti goes alosh in the Torah, because if it was standing here from before Shabbos, the machitzas were made from before Shabbos, then we wouldn't have a problem because of oil hour like we said before. And according to this, you would have it regarding the Isra Bona that steer would be Mohammed the Binyan, because by steer for sure, even if everything was made from before Shabbos, it would be shaykh by it the title of steer. But Al Kaponim says the Mishabrua, because of a mitzvah shalom in our beds, however, mitzvah mut b'chal gabne is permitted in old situations because we don't have mechitzas on the side, so that there's no problem in that in this sif at all. But here we're talking about where there are mechitzas sif kon chafei. So I said that if between each rope there's a gap of shlishet tefachim, three hand breaths. Okay, so then there is no pre-existing oil over here, and hence spreading out the sheet would make an oil. However, the ilav achim, because if that was not the case, if it was less than three tefachim, I mean, lover, we see lover, because sasa mikardim, it's like it was already closed. Okay, now it's a bit like we said, it's a base. You already have a pre-existing oil. Even if only one place had this, that it was less than three tefachim, kam gizagi, it's also sufficient. It's already a pre-existing that you'll let it add on to the sifkan chabav says. That was the end of the sif. V'im hayi b'chulu, that if already had a kar, a kest, or a beged, so that gambazatam here was the reason the you're just adding on, you're not making, it's already had a pre-existing, and since it's only considered quote unquote a temporary oil, you're allowed to add on to that on Shabbos. Siv hey, kisi asim prakim, a chair that's made out of parts. When you want to sit on the place and ice, you open it up and the leather gets stretched out. When you remove it, it's like they close the nipple and then the leather gets folded over. You'll initially open that on Shabbos. There's no problem about making an oil. As Mishnah says, open up the oven, it's already made and there from before Shabbos. You're just stretching it out and settling it that you could go ahead and sit on it. Which is the Sharetz in Islam, and base says that from Rashi, that is, even if the chair was made with mechitzas, and by stretching it out, also mechitzas are stretched out, because if not, anyways, would be permitted according to the Shulchan and Paskin and Siv Gimel. But even with that, it's okay. As the Mishmur continues, he says, Mahaitam, for this reason, Shari Lahamad HaChuppah Lasalki, let also set up the chuppah and to remove it, which the Sharetz in Islam says that is when the chuppah was tied onto the poles from before Shabbos. So it's the same idea. But you're just stretching it out, but it's already made. But what then says the Mishpura, same thing as Adav Shekavu by Kaisel Bebesek Nesses, the board that's attached to the wall in Shul. Shemanichim of Svarm, that you put the Svarm on it, that you just pull it out. By the board, anyway, it's permitted, though. Your intention is not when you pull it out to make as any oil over anything else. As the Sharetzin Islam Hay says, that's lafuka by the chuppah, where there your intention by the roof is for the purpose of oil. Even without mechitzas, has the name of oil aran, that as we say, Mishbur Sibkan Chav. So for sure, the board, anyway, is going to be permitted. As the Mishbur continues, that Vimkain, if that's the case, in love shame oil aray doesn't even have a title of oil aray. Kim and Shubalay mechitzas, since, anyways, says the Shabbos, is without walls over there by that board that you pull out. Sibkan Chav Ches. Now, but so this chair that you open it up is permitted even to open up the Kitchila. Now, mitzvah shabbat shalanu regarding our iron beds, shasun mikabom, that they made folded, it's muchma kais, and they're near the wall, in mutl vashim shabbat, you can let it stretch it on Shabbos, as we turned up of kuf chav dalet, I'm bir aloch, shirach mizeh, says the mishul, look at bir aloch, the vassal, get chilab, where we're lengthy regarding this. Sif vav, says mechaber, kishu mesadim chav yazu agab zeh, when you're organizing barrels, one on top of the other, achaz agab shtayim, one on top of two, what you have to do is, oichaz biyad al yoni, if you have to first hold the upper one on the top, then organize the ones beneath it, under it. Avol, but it's getin of kuf chavdal. Li sada tachten tchili. You shouldn't organize the bottom ones first. Be nichel yon alein and put the upper one on top of that. Says the mishmaru sipkon chavtes. Why? Lo yisada b'chul. Mishum the upper kinol. Then you make it like an oil. Can you sada achka chelion mamala? When you have two on the bottom and putting the one on the top, it's like it's shuhukagaga mechitz. It's like a roof over those walls on the bottom ones. But after oil tzarach lavashat tachten mechitz. But even though to make an oil, it has to be that you need to have the airspace that's beneath it, that's beneath the walls. Hachanami, the truth is here also tzarach lavashat, but then you do need the airspace between them. Shem is option because otherwise we get moldy. If it wouldn't be airspace between them, says the chayim, and therefore this would be a problem, and there you have to do the top first and then the bottom. Be alocha de maskal mitashi b'chulum, a bed that's woven, etc. So look at Mishpura in Sivkat and Chav Dalad. We're talking about that as machitzas and magis la'aretz. He says you should know that even if it has machitzas, and the same thing is according to the Rashba, that's machma even when there is no machitzas, there is an idea how to spread out the sheet even when there's three tvachim between the ropes. That is when people are holding the sheet or the pillow in the air, and then you put someone else puts the bed beneath it. And since it's not in the normal way of building, to make the roof first and then to put what's beneath it beneath the roof, they permitted it by El Arai, as we said previously in Siv Gimel, and as we actually said at the as we said in Siv Vav. Demas lekisei b'chulum, regarding a chair that's made out of different parts. Now our beds that are connected and attached, if it's standing upright or it's on its side, you're allowed to tilt it to settle it on its legs, because now they're doing anything. You're just straightening it something out. As Rashi and the Torah and the other Purushim explain. He says, look at Prima Gudim, that's not sure, regarding a very large box that contains 40 saw. If you let a turn it over over food items and beverages, because since it has a title of oil, as we sent to Mishin Yadas about the Nagah, because it's very large, automatically has a halacha of oil, maybe it's more stringent look over there, and the subject is only according to Pirush Rashi, because according to Pirush Tais over there, the whole price is because it's being torn because of oil, and obviously when it has mechitzas, and even so, they're permitted by a bet to stand this straight up, because lituv ba'al ma'avid, so that if it would only be a question according to Rashi. The Masa Likat Chilom, which we had referenced, in the Mishnah Berurah, that these chairs are allowed to even initially open it up. So it says the Bi'alacha, according to this, it would seem l'chayra that the same thing is by the beds, our iron beds that are made, folded, and they're near the wall. I mean, you want to sleep in them, you just stretch it out. That you're allowed to stretch it out on Shabbos because it's made. You're not doing any malacha, you're just stretching it out. But he says that's an error, because here it's talking about that even the roof, which is the leather on the chair, is also established already from before, and therefore even the roof is already made. That's brought in Shulchan Aruch, as Tosfos writes explicitly in Shabbos Kaful Mechasim and Aleph, and the Maskil Kisei, that this specific is likub is critical, which is not the case by these beds, that they stretch out now the sheet on Shabbos, after they stretch it out, well that's the order of making oil, which first you make mechitzin and the roof, that would be aser. However, if also the rungs of the beds are near each other, that you don't have between them three tefachim, well, that would be like love it, and maybe then you could be lenient because of the reason that even the roof is already considered as finished from before Shabbos. It says to be halacha also, what seemingly you have to discuss over here to be lenient, because there's no walls, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens of Gimel from the conditions of a bed that has to have walls, and at least two walls, according to what we explained in Mishnah Berurah Sipkat and Chav Beis. But it says even on that, you could be picky very much, because according to what we ever find in the Be'alach, the Maschad Dapin, that in our situation, you don't need to have mechitz at 10 tefachim high. It's enough with even just minute mechitz, if that's the case. So the bed does have two mechitzes on the edge of the bed, one on the top and one at the leg. And even if it doesn't come down to the ground, so you have to be careful. Maybe you don't have between them and the ground three tefachim, and it's like love, and according to what the Be'alach writes in Simon Tovko Beis, and the Mogadmar Paschal, like him over there, in Sif Kontes. However, it says for all these different elements, there is an idea that even if you have between the rungs three tefachim, and even if you're going to say that the mechitzas at the head of the leg are considered mechitzas regarding this, there's still an eitzah. That is, in the beginning, you should have people stretch out the sheet and hold it in the ear, and then stretch out the bed and beneath it and put it beneath the sheet, and that would be permitted, since, again, that's not a normal way of building, as the Shulchan Aruch Paskin previously in Ziv Gimel. However, the actual halacha of stretching out the bed is, it says, very loose in my hand. Because we find many places Chazal said it's forbidden because of Tircha on Shabbos, Simon Shem Chavdal, Tzavtes, Simon Shalom Gimel, I mean, Tircha is forbidden when it's exertion. And here also, stretching out the bed, it could be a Tircha, and he says it's Tzarech Ian. And if it's because of the honor for guests that was staying by him, then for Simon Shalom Gimel, then we're not concerned for Tircha, and then you could do like the idea he says, like we wrote beforehand. However, if he has a different bed to lay on, for sure, it's not appropriate to stretch out these beds, where it's not better than folding of vessels, where Chazal said forbidden, where you have what to switch it with, as brought in Simon Shem Bey's Siv Gimel. The Maskel Lo Yisad B'chulu, that don't do the barrels beneath it and put the one on top of it, rather do the other way around. It says, look, Mishbru Sivkan chavtes, because there else is going to be a problem about oil, because you need the airspace between them. Now, even though that something that's davashin miskaven, something that's unintentional, is permitted. That is, when you're doing something and not intending that what should come off it, what's going to be, like, for example, let's say someone's dragging a bench on the ground, and he's not intending to make a dish through that, which is not the case over here, where he is intending to do what he's doing, so tasting shab perushim, therefore that would be problematic, and therefore you have to do the top first, and then the bottom. Some of the deer shoes, deer shum, number 61, Chaznish writes, that something that's stretched out, for example, a garment or a cloth, you now let us stretch it out like a roof without mechitzas, even when his intention is not to protect from the sun and the rain. And he adds on that since the norm is to stretch it out, even if you don't stretch it out, it's going to be forbidden. However, if you stretch it out before you placed it like a roof, right? So with it, that's permitted to place it like a roof because the norm is to stretch it out after you place it. And when you stretch it out beforehand, so then it's not what's quote-unquote derech binyan, and that's like making the roof and then the walls, which are permitted. However, to stretch out in his hand a garment like an oil, Chaznish writes that it's permitted because an oil that you don't place down does not get said as an oil at all, even though it's stretched out, but if you're holding in your hand. Dish number 62, from the words of the Shaar HaTzion in Sifcha Lamed Aleph, that by stiris, for sure, even everything was made from before Shabbos, it would have an application of stiris, and that's what's like more chomer than binyan, said the Shaar HaTzion. From these words, Reb Shlomo Zalman proves in Shemir Shabbos Kalchasa, it's forbidden to do stira, even just the roof itself, even if you don't do stira on the mechitza at all. And he adds on, that's also much more to the word of the Shulchan Aruch over here, that's forbidden to remove the sad and the sheet from the bed, because it doesn't mention about also the mechitzas. And that's not like it's written in Shubas Abni Nezer, that a person not consider, it's not as you're doing seis until you demolish also the mechitzas. Dish number 63, to spread out on Shabbos ropes that you don't have between them three tvachim, so that you can add on them the covering on Shabbos. The Shabbos writes that that's effective, and you're allowed to add on them. Shlomo Zalman holds to be stringent regarding this. And look at my strong taste, Erevin Kaf Beis Amid Alef Demaskal Leimarn. Now, if a person stretches out the ropes on Shabbos for a different purpose, Reb Shlomo Zalman is not sure if you're allowed to then add on Shabbos, and is inclined that it should be forbidden because Lamaisa you're doing the whole oil then on Shabbos. Dish number 64, Chaznish writes that it's not enough that you have lovin in one place. We discussed this in previously in Sifkat and Yom Gimel. Unlike the Mishnah Berurah says, even in one place, then you could then add on. Dish number 66, regarding an oil that's made for playing and it's folded around a metal hoop, Rabbi Yashiv holds that it's forbidden to stretch it out or to take it off on Shabbos because its opening is considered like making oil in the beginning because it you don't have its tzura when it's closed. So to open it up, you pop open this tent, which is wrapped around the metal hoops. Says Rabbi Yashiv, that would be a problem about making or demolishing oil on Shabbos. Dish number 67. The Chaznish proves from this halacha that you're allowed to open up the chuppah and remove it. Chaznish proves that also regarding stretching out an oil for the shade, you have the heter of Ovid V'Koy. That said regarding a kisei shel pradakim, a chair made out of parts. Not like the way it's written in Shabbos Neid Behuda regarding opening up an umbrella on Shabbos, that when you're making it for shade, you didn't have this hatter. But Neid Behuda writes over there that since you don't stretch out the chuppah to protect from the sun or the elements, it's just for the cover of the chas v'kalo, that's not considered as making la'ahal, to make oil. Look at Shabbos Arletzian, that he's discussed there to say that since you're stretching out the chuppah for the purpose of a kinyan, that's not considered as you're making it for an oil. Chaznish also proves, not like the words in the Behuda from what the Ramah writes later on, Sim Tovish Chavav, that you're allowed to open up and close the yomtiv, the roofs that are on top of the sukkah when they have hinges, that according to him, the reason is because it's Ovid V'Koy, it's already made. And look what the Neid Behuda writes over there, that they explain the het of the Ramah in a different way. And for this reason, the Chaznish writes that it's permitted to open and to close a sunshade, even so that you could sit beneath it for the shade. So it's regarding a baby carriage that has a cover on the top that opens up and closes and folds. Chaznish writes it's permitted to stretch it out and to fold it up because since it's permanent there in the wagon and it's made to tilt it and to fold it, it's considered like a kisei shel parakim of this sieve and like a door that moves on its hinges. That there's no problem about making or demolishing an oil. Now regarding opening an umbrella on Shabbos, that we'll discuss later on, Bi'alacha and Sif Chesder Maschotefa. Dish number 68, the Bi'alacha had said that if it's not B'Shas HaTzchak, although it was yesterday, but the Shaar HaTzion later on said the meaning is to make like a Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah 69, it sounds like from his words that whatever's made for utility of the airspace beneath it is considered like you're making oil for the purpose of its sale. The Rimaschel, in addition number 70, sutra regarding a closet that's made to sit inside for the shade, Chaznesh writes that if it falls, you're allowed to pick it up, even though his intention is for the shade, because since it's one body, just that you're tilting from side to side, it does not look like as if you're building at all. Like we said, that's what's called the Yituva Ba'am. Dish number 71, Chaznesh writes that if you're between the rungs, three tvachim, you're not allowed to put on the sheet, even if it doesn't have mechitzes, only in the way of doing the opposite way, like from top to bottom, because since it's something that's stretched out. Dish number 72, Chaznesh writes that by stretching out a bed and putting a sheet on it is not a problem, but tircha, you cannot compare rabbinic prohibitions one to the other. Now, regarding beds that are folded in our times, Nizkar El holds that the tircha is very little with stretching it out, and it's not including the concern of tircha that's forbidden on Shabbos, even according to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. The issue 77, to open up a bed that's folded on the porch or something like that, this girl holds that since in that place he doesn't have another bed, that's considered like as if it does not have another bed in his mutis. So although the B'Alacha said if you have what to switch it with, then it's problematic. Well, that would not include in such a case. Chaznish writes, not to compare different seifim zel zer rabbinic halachas one to the other, and you don't learn enough from what Chazal said, forbidden to fold garments, that's forbidden to also stretch out a bed and to put a sheet on it. So B'Chalal holds that it's not necessarily a problem.